At this point, I wouldn't want to be Lando Norris. I mean, sure, he's got the fame, he's got the fortune, didn't even really need Formula One for that either. He's got the slightly maniacal fanbase, a half-decent car, and the lead of the Formula One World Championship to his name. Things are going pretty well for this Donnie, but he's got two major problems. Firstly, he's got himself. A myriad of mistakes and bottle jobs that continue to plague his attempts to get the F1 online elite to take him seriously. But them folks ain't who Lando should be worrying about, because right now, he's got a much more serious problem, much closer to home. Everybody at this point knows Oscar Piastri's potential as a driver. He had shown his speed every so often over the course of the last couple of years. We know he's fast, but that was kind of the problem. His form was all over the place. He was very hot and cold, never truly gaining much consistency from the year 2023 to 2024. And that was never going to be enough to harbor a championship challenge, and certainly never enough to win a teammate battle either. Lando has been a part of the McLaren family long before his voice broke a couple of years ago. He's established in that team, and he's marked his territory there. If Oscar is gonna make his presence felt there, he was always gonna have to assert himself as a constant pest toward Lando in terms of results. Throughout 2023, he did show some potential, but come 2024, he was no longer a rookie, and we were expecting to see something else other than just a smattering of good results. Problem was, it never went beyond that. His maiden win in Hungary was under the cloud of the big bumbling clusterfuck emanating from the pit wall. But you could also argue that the shenanigans in Brazil were equally as asinine. Otherwise, objectively, throughout 2024, he was just never in the same league as Lando, at least consistently, and at some points he was actually quite a ways off. The speed was always there, but he just had the consistency of mashed potatoes. Or am I that shit of a cook? Anyways, fast forward to 2025, and the expectation was on McLaren to take out the Constructors' Championship and for them to seal the drivers' one too. The vast majority of public opinion pinned the hopes of that on Lando, although there were quite a few that had not quite lost faith on Piastri, where 4 rounds into the 2025 season, a sixth of the way through. So, what's the progress? Well, in the opening round in Melbourne, Lando did have his measure, but only just. In qualifying trim, Pastrami was merely a tenth off of Lando's times, and in the race, he was hanging onto his coattails and never let Lando run away from him. What ultimately screwed him over was the discovery that slick tires don't quite grip well enough on a wet racetrack, and are even lousier on wet grass. He ultimately finished the race down in ninth place, but there were still a lot of positives to take out of that event. In particular, he looked every bit of Lando's equal that he needed to be. What he would preferably need is a weekend where he could perform demonstrably better than Lando, to boost his spirits and morale, gain him some confidence, vanquish any demons that he might have, the same way that Surfshark VPN would eviscerate all of your problems online. Well, nearly all of them. Yeah, I know. You've heard all of this before from me. But let's face reality, folks. We are increasing our reliance online day by day. Whether we're streaming, keeping in touch with our loved ones, online banking, other, you know what I mean. Possibilities are endless, and it's only going to increase ever more so. And we would like to think that that information of ours is safe. But as our online footprint increases, so does the need for proper security. Surfshark is a VPN service that protects your information by encrypting all the data that you send through the internet, thereby keeping prying eyes from getting at it. But let's say that you're the type that wants more bang for your buck. Well, Surfshark got you covered there too. We know that content can be restricted based on our geographical location. It don't really make a lick of sense, but with Surfshark, you can solve that problem by simply changing your location, at least virtually. Not only is this good for people who want to keep up with their favorite content, but it can also be a critical tool for those who live in countries that heavily censor the people for whatever their reasons may be. It ain't quite teleportation, but it is about as close as we're gonna get right now. So, secure your privacy with Surfshark. Click the link in the description box below, or use code JoshRavel at checkout to get 4 extra months of Surfshark VPN. Which means for something like a couple of bucks a month, you're about as warm and cozy and protected as Sir Lancelot at Aston Martin. Plus, you're gonna get those 4 free months, and a 30-day money-back guarantee as well. So, what the bloody hell are you waiting for? Well, I guess you were waiting for this. A weekend where Oscar Piastri could stamp his authority at McLaren and prove that championship contenders don't have to come with an assemblage of ifs and what-ifs. The sprint was fine, much better than anything Lando cooked up anyway, with Lando having fallen down at the last hurdle in sprint quali and burying him down a couple of rows. He did the same thing in proper qualifying, only this time, Oscar had taken pole position. In the race, he was in complete control, never looking to be under any duress from anybody, and easily took his first win of the season. But after the year that he had in 2024, 2 promising results were not going to be enough for most of us to believe that he had magically turned things around. If he was going to convince us all, he was going to have to keep this up. In Japan, Lando would finish ahead of him, but that did come with an asterisk. Firstly, Oscar was right on his pace from the start of qualifying, the only blemish being a mistake in Q3, which ruined his chance of out-qualifying Lando, and on a track like this, that is a bit of a killer. During the race, however, things really did come out to shine, as both of the McLarens hunted down Max Verstappen, driving a Red Bull that had no business being in the lead. Oscar began to hound Lando in the latter stages. You really did get a sense that Piastri was the faster driver at the time. There was some debate on the pit wall as to whether or not they should have switched positions to allow for Oscar to rein in and pass Max Verstappen, since Lando wasn't quite doing that himself. But McLaren wouldn't bite, and ultimately came home second and third in the race. Piastri's manager, Mark Webber, took issue with all of this. This dude knew all too well what it was like to be in a team that didn't treat him quite as an equal. Those days as Sebastian Vettel's teammate at Red Bull still have him waking up in a cold sweat. He helped Piastri with his contract negotiations with the McLaren team to ensure that his place and status in the team was secure, and that he wouldn't hit the same pitfalls as Webber did. And that was what was bugging Webber, the knowledge that switching positions could have led to a win from the McLaren team, and that McLaren's indecisiveness had cost them that, and also the wonderance of whether they would have done that if the shoe was on the other foot. But could Oscar have really won that race had McLaren opted to switch positions? Well, considering passing at Suzuka is nigh on impossible nowadays unless you engage in acts of terrorism, and that Max on his own is harder to pass than a kidney stone, it is a stretch to say that McLaren could have won that race either way. But the silver lining from this weekend was that Piastri was on Lando's pace once again. Some would argue that he was even faster. The next round, however, well, that wasn't a debate. In the fourth round in Bahrain, Piastri went through the weekend virtually unchallenged from the word go, qualifying comfortably on the pole, and throughout the race, it was a class act. Even after the safety car, the looming sight of the stamp collector in the Mercedes on soft tyres, whose transponder was being sent haywire thanks to some Donny outside of the circuit microwaving his coat hangers, could do nothing to deter him. He ran away until he saw the checkered flag and became the first repeat winner of the 2025 season, setting the fastest lap for good measure and taking McLaren's first ever win at the venue, thus making it a grand slam. It was an exemplary weekend from him, and you can tell that by virtue of just how boring his win was. At least with Lando, he does kind of keep you guessing, as he tends to be the type of person who has to get in trouble before they can believe that you can get pregnant standing up. So many of his wins were fraught with mistakes and near race-ending moments. Seldom had he ever gone through a weekend without being under some form of self-imposed threat. And that is a major problem for him, because Piastri seems to be the polar opposite of that. Even back in 2024, when he was badly inconsistent, whenever Piastri led a race, he controlled it, and he never lost his grip on it. If he's on the pace in any particular weekend, and he has the car underneath him, he does appear to be virtually faultless. His maturity and sense of calm in every scenario is shared only really with veterans, thus he will maximize his opportunities and minimize his mistakes. While it appears that Lando is experiencing the same run of mistakes that lost him nearly 100 points and the damn championship in the previous season. So with all of that in mind, let's get to the question at hand here. The one on everybody's lips, the one dominating news articles and F1 YouTube videos. Is this really Oscar Piastri's year? Well, let's just state the obvious here. We're 4 rounds in to a 24-round championship. It is way too early to start abandoning the Lando bandwagon for the piss-tree one instead. This whole motion of abandoning a driver for another one based on a few good results has been done before in the past. In fact, it almost happens every year. But hey, you want an example? I'll give one to you. Back in 2019, Valtteri Bottas kicked off the year very strongly. 2 wins from the first 4 races and leading the world championship over his teammate Lewis Hamilton. This wasn't the same Bottas we saw from years gone by. This was Bottas 2.0, the fuck the world attitude that indicated that his time was now. Do we all remember what happened after that round? Yeah. Lewis Hamilton happened. We look back on those times now with 2020 hindsight, and we see those articles floating around about Valtteri Bottas challenging Lewis for the title as being nothing more than filler fodder. Just something to engage in the news for the sake of clicks. But it didn't seem that way then, as there was a definite switch in mentality for that driver. Could history be repeating itself with the McLaren battle of 2025? For sure. But the thing is this, it appears that Piastri has polished himself as a driver and vanquished his demons. If, unlike Bottas, that remains a constant throughout the season, that is a massive problem for Lando, because it appears that he hasn't remedied his own. Even if Piastri does lack the outright speed of Lando, points on Sunday are what matters, with Oscar being in the best car on the grid and in the form of his life. No, this is not an exaggeration or filler material for clicks to suggest that this might be Oscar's year. There is very real substance here to indicate that we may have the first Aussie world champion since Big Chungus in 1980. Although it has to be said once more, we've got a long damn road ahead of us. And in a championship fight like this, every result is going to matter. And someone who would know all about that is his manager, Weber. In 2010, there was a point where he was leading the championship by a healthy margin heading into the dog days of the season, but it just took one conflict with the laws of physics to effectively lose him everything in the end. Whether destiny for Oscar Piastri differs from that of Weber or Bottas depends solely upon himself. In my opinion, I do see this the year that Oscar Piastri comes of age, finds his footing in the sport and in the team itself, being a legitimate, bona fide title contender in 2025. But will it truly be his year? No, because we have this guy.